It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. We are finding out more about last night's explosion at a fertilizer plant in the rural city of West Texas. That's just north of Waco. The blast there registered as a small earthquake, leaving behind flattened blocks of homes and businesses, and it was deadly. At this hour, authorities are saying between 5 and 15 people are dead and more than 160 are injured. NPR's John Burnett has been reporting from the scene, and earlier he spoke with West resident Julia Zaherniak and her son Anthony, who were across the street at West Intermediate School when the plant exploded.
My son and I, we go every afternoon to the football field so he can kick his football. And as we were walking, he was playing. Next thing I know is that there's like boom, and all you could see was fires as high as you could see. And then I told Anthony, I said, run, you know, and then all you could hear was boom, 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 and debris just started going, and we were trying to get to the car, and all you could see was the houses, and all the glass was just shattering, and people running and screaming. And then on this side, as we were running, you could see the care facility, which is the rest home, and people were screaming and running, and the next thing you could see was just like smoke and everything. And
how far away is the fertilizer plant?
Well, it's right across the railroad tracks, the railroad tracks, and we were on this side of the railroad tracks, right on the corner of the intermediate.
And when it was on flames, it was a gulf of flames. And
your school?
Yes. And when I just kicked the football, it blew up on me, and I went 40 feet in the air.
Not that high. He went quite a bit, you know, and he was just because of the, I mean, it was just like if it was like right in front of us, it was like that close. You could just feel everything right there.
And for the so much pressure of the pressure waves that was just lifting me up, and my mom was screaming and terrified. She was in the air as well, and her car was in the air. Everybody's car.
When you say your car was in the air, you mean that it was lifted off the ground by the explosion?
Yeah, because of the
pressure waves.
Well, the trembling of the ground, that the pressure of it, you know, and my car is just like all dented in, you know, so.
And what happened to your house?
Actually, we live right next to the care facility, but we were not allowed to go back. So we have no idea anything. They just told us that we're just not allowed to go back.
Your house is okay?
Not sure. I've been told different stories, and we really don't know until we actually see it ourselves.
That was Julia Zaherniak. She's a resident of the city of West Texas. You also heard from her 11-year-old son, Anthony. Mother and son were speaking with NPR's John Burnett.